I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Genocide is before the U.S. State Department this week. At stake, a designation for Christians pursued by ISIS in the Middle East. It means the policy can no longer be see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. That's especially true for the followers of Christ. Now, more than ever, they're needed in the shadow of ISIS. Open Doors USA CEO David Curry says people are coming to faith through this, and they're realizing the power of the story of Jesus is a personal faith. And Andrew Tewen was just a teenager when he began serving the people of Albania, a self-declared atheist nation. Andrew and his wife helped to plant several churches in Albania before being led to Greece. Though the location changed, their ministry hasn't. With Pioneer's help, the couple is still reaching out to Albanians with the love of Jesus. To learn more about genocide legislation or the Tewen's ministry, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. I'm Ruth Kramer.